Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers, was speaking at a National Press Club luncheon. He began by taking out his pocket watch, during which he invited each person to remember people in their past, parents, teachers, coaches, friends, and others, who had made it possible for them to accomplish so much. The only noises that broke through were the sniffles and muted sobbing of people moved by the grateful memories of those who had sacrificed on their behalf and given them so many gifts. I've spent thousands of hours around elders, and I've learned much about living a quality life as you age. And the number one thing that unites the people who live well, gratefulness. At a performance at an assisted living home, I was speaking to a woman in a wheelchair with the use of only one side of her body, and she exclaimed, "I look forward to and am grateful for every day I live." Wow. We can choose to be a victim of our circumstance, or we can choose gratefulness. Find the silver lining in our situation and ultimately find happiness through that gratefulness. Cultivating gratitude might be the most important decision you can make. While caregiving is a challenge, what can you be grateful about from this experience? My mom could be exasperating, but I would absolutely miss the priceless gems that come out of her mouth that make me laugh and give me things to talk about with my friends. I am grateful for her wit and great cognitive ability at 93. We are both blessed because of it. Spend time being thankful today and say thank you more often. Dr. Roger Landry, author of Live Long, Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging, says, when you are finding it difficult to sleep at night, don't count sheep, count your blessings. Gratitude breeds gratitude. Thankfulness is contagious. Ultimately, I am grateful to our Creator.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how